So this word requires a little bit of cup. Of Halton cup. There's a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei which refers to the big day kahuna, to the garments of the Kohen Gadol. And the pasuk talks about the choshen, the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore, and the pasuk says Ravua Haya, it was square. Kufel, it was doubled over. It was folded. Also, a sachoshen. Zeres arkay v'zeres rachboy kufel. It was, the length was a zeres and the width was a zeres. A zeres is a half of a amma. Chasam Sofer brings from his Rebbe the Hafla that the zeres of the choshen, the measure that the choshen was a zeres length and zeres wide, that the zeres of the choshen represents the shmini shebishminis. Chazal say that although humility is very praiseworthy and arrogance is despised, nevertheless, a person is allowed to have a shmini shebishminis, an eighth of an eighth of gaiva, an eighth of an eighth of arrogance. An eighth of an eighth is 1/64. What is the shear of 1/64? What's pshat? We'll soon see what that means. But says the Hafla that the zeres of the choshen represents the shmini shebishminis. How is that? Because Chazal say that miyayim shecharav beis hamikdash, from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, ein loy laKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam yeladal damas shel halacha bilvad. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world is the four amas of halacha. Says the Hafla that in four amas of halacha there are, if you do, it's a four length and four wide and four high. So if you take if you want to figure out the area of the four amas shel halacha, it's going to be 64 amas, because 4 times 4 times 4 is 64. Times 4 is 16, times 4 is, right, it's 64. Says the Hafla that a zeres is a half of an amma. So a zeres is a eighth of 4 ammas. So a zeres by zeres, which was the choshen, is a shmini shebishminis of the dalad amas shel halacha. It's an eighth of an eighth of the four amas of halacha. That's what the Chasam Sofer brings from the Hafla, and he says that the Hafla didn't explain what he means. What shaykh is, what's the connection to the choshen and the shmini shebishminis and the dalad amas shel halacha? It's what's the connection? So the Chasam Sofer explains the following. There are four types of mitzvahs, says the Chasam Sofer. The four types of mitzvahs are edus, chukim, mishpatim, and mitzvahs. Edus are mitzvahs that serve as testimony. They are, there is a mitzvah such as Shabbos, Bris Mila, Tefillin. These are mitzvahs that are testimony. They're edus of, they're edus between the Rebbeinu Shalom and Klal Yisrael. They're an ois. Those are the most fundamental mitzvahs that we have. Then there is chukim, which we know are decrees, mitzvahs that have no rhyme or reason. Then there are mishpatim, which are logical mitzvahs. And then there are mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs kiyumis, such as, they're not obligatory mitzvahs, but let's say if somebody wants to eat meat, so you have to shecht, right? And when you shech, before you shech, there's a bracha to make. Asher k'deshonu b'mitzvayis av itzivanu al ha-shechita. Hashem commanded us shechita. He never commanded it. You don't have to shecht. If you want to eat meat, then you have to shecht. So that's those are mitzvahs. So there are four types of mitzvahs. Now, in every one of these types, there is something called Dalad Amois Shel Halacha. And the Chasam Sofer says that the word Amois, besides meaning cubits, can also come from the word aim, which is mother. And what it means is that there are four methods that bring out what the halacha is, meaning that there is four steps that need to be taken in order for us to be able to derive what the halacha is. And those four things are, it all begins with the pasuk, the psukim in the Torah, which is mikra. The chachamim developed the pasuk, and that becomes mishnah. And then the next generation, the tanoim and amiroim, developed the mishnah, that becomes the Talmud, the Gemara. And then from that we derive what the halacha is. So there's the four amois shel halacha are Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha. And the way to remember this, says the Chasam Sofer, is Toiras Hashem Tamima. Tamima is an acronym for Talmud, Mikra, Mishnah, Halacha. Those are the Dalad Amois Shel Halacha. Now, in each one of the types of mitzvahs, Eidus, Chukim, Mishpatim, mitzvahs, each one of these need to go through the process of Dalad Amois Shel Halacha, of Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha. So, if that's 4 times 4, we're already at 16. Now, the Ramban says that in every mitzvah, there is the din, and then there's the lefnim ishuras hadin. There is what's obligatory, and what's actually the letter of the law, and then there is beyond the letter of the law, which every person is encouraged to do beyond the letter of the law, as it says by Bein Adam LaMakayim, in all the mitzvahs between ourselves and Hashem, there's a mitzvah of kedoshim to you. Be holy. Do more than you're obligated to do. Kadesh atzmacha b'mutalach, sanctify yourself in areas that are permissible. And then bein adam l'chaveray, between man and fellow, there is a mitzvah of asis ha'yoshav atoiv. Do what's straight and good, even if it's not written. Do what's straight and good. Go beyond the letter of the law. So there's in every mitzvah there is the law, and beyond the letter of the law. So we now need to take the 16 parts that we have here, the four types of mitzvahs multiplied by the Dalad Amois Shel Halacha, and now we have to multiply it by 2 because each one of them has the law and the din and the lefnim ishuras hadin. So now we're at 32. Each one of those, the Chavis HaLevava says that every mitzvah has an active part of it, meaning that a kum va'aseh, things that we need to do, even the prohibitive mitzvahs, there are things that we need to do in order to protect ourselves. There are things that we do, and then there are things that we need to pull away from. We need to extract ourselves from the things that we need to distance ourselves from, the things that might distract us or pull us away from the mitzvahs. So there's in every mitzvah there's kum va'aseh, and Sheva Al Tase. There's the active part of the mitzvah, and then there's the Sur Meira, the turning away from the mafsidim of the mitzvah, from the things that damage the mitzvah. So those 32 now became 64. So the Torah and mitzvahs, all encompassing all the different parts of every mitzvah. So now there are 64 parts of a mitzvah. I was thinking that perhaps this is why Chazal darshan from V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ila Asher Anochi Mitzavcha. I'm sorry. V'ha'ata Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha. Chazal say B'shnei Yitzarecha B'yetzar Tov V'yetzar Hara. You should love Hashem with all of your heart. Say Chazal with your Yetzar Tov and your Yetzar Hara. Perhaps Chazal derived that from Levavcha is from both of your 32s. Meaning there are 32 parts of a mitzvah. And then there's the active and the Sur Meira. There's the Yetzer Toiv part of every mitzvah. We have to move forward, and the Yetzer Hara that we need to move away from. So V'chol Levavcha, with both of your both parts of the Lamed Beis, is you should love Hashem with the Yetzer Toiv, with the Kum V'Aseh, and with the Yetzer Hara, and with the things that we need to distance ourselves from. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, this is what Chazal mean when they say that you're allowed to be arrogant in a shmini shebishminis, because a person can say, you know, yes, you know, this can call for me to act in to actively do something that is beyond the letter of the law, in an area that has been adam l'chaveroi. But who am I? Who am I to act in a manner that is beyond the letter of the law? I don't, you know, sometimes I even falter in areas that are within the law. How can I act beyond the letter of the law? Say Chazal, here you need to be a little bit arrogant. Realize how important you are. Realize how important it is for you to give a smile to another person. You're not obligated to, but go beyond the letter of the law. Bekum va'asei, bein adam l'chaveroi. In that 164th, in that area, 164th, of bein adam l'chaveroi, lefnim mishuras adim, bekum va'asei, that there you should have arrogance. There you should have gaiva. Where do we find this? By Aharon HaKohen. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should become the leader and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, I'm concerned, I have an older brother, and he's going to see that his younger brother has become the leader. It will disappoint him. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Moshe, not only will he not be disappointed, he will be joyous for you. He's coming out to greet you. He will see you and he will be joyous in his heart. Aharon HaKohen, was he obligated to be joyous in his heart? If it wouldn't have bothered him, it also would have been okay. Did he have to come out to greet Moshe and to tell him how happy he was? Definitely wasn't obligated to do that. But ben adam l'chaveroi, bekum v'aseh, Lifnim Mishur Hazadin, that's the 164th that a person is supposed to be arrogant. A person needs to realize, I'm going to make a difference. And indeed, Aharon HaKohen made a tremendous difference. And as a result, says Rashi there, because of Ra'ach HaVasamach B'Liboy, he was zoiche to the Choshen Mishpat Aliboy. He was zoiche to have to wear the breastplate. And that's why the Choshen is Zeres Arkoy v'Zeres Rachboy, which is a Shmini Shebishminis of the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Because that's what Aharon did. Aharon HaKohen was Makpid on the Shmini Shebishminis of the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. The four Amos of Halacha, which are Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and Halacha. That's the Chassam Sofer. Now, once the Chassam Sofer has already taken the Dalad Amma Shel Halacha out of its regular context, perhaps we can understand, according to this, as we approach Purim, a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that if Purim falls on Shabbos, that we don't read the Megillah. Because there's a Gezerah, we're concerned, Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amas B'Shus HaRavim. We're concerned that the person might carry the Megillah for Amas in the public domain. And the Gemara says, V'hainu Tamad de Lulav, V'hainu Tamad de Shofar, V'hainu Tamad de Lulav. The same reason is when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, even though there's a mitzvah Esed D'Oraisa, there's a biblical mitzvah to blow Shofar. The Chacham said, don't blow Shofar. Because we're concerned, Shema Yavadenu Dal Adam Rishus HaRabim. The person is going to come to carry the Shofar for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. And the same thing if the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah Esed D'Oraisa to shake Lulav and Ezrig, Chacham say, don't do it. Why? Shema Yavadenu Dal Adam Rishus HaRabim. We're afraid you're going to carry four Amos and Rishus HaRabim. And it's such a pella. On the surface, it makes no sense. We're not concerned that he might carry it from Rishus Hayochad to Rishus Adam, from the private domain to the public domain, because that a person realizes. We're afraid he's going to find a lulav and ezrig in Rishus Adam, or a shofar or a megillah, and he's going to carry it for Amos and Rishus Adam. It's such a distant chashash to go be mevatel a mitzvah Esed D'Oraisa for such a far-fetched concern is very difficult to understand. But if we analyze these three mitzvahs of Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah, we'll realize that these three mitzvahs carry within them a strong message of how important it is to go beyond the letter of the law in areas of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi B'Kum V'Aseh. To actively go beyond the letter of the law in areas of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, between a man and a fellow. Let's start with Megillah. In Yonah D'Yayman. Esther Amalka. She was certain that if she would go into Ahasuerus without permission, that she would be put to death. Now, the halacha is that a person is not obligated to sacrifice their life in order to save another person. Chayecha koidman. Nevertheless, Esther went beyond the letter of the law. Bekum v'asei bein adam l'chaveroi. This was her shminish b'shminish. She didn't say, no, who am I to go beyond the letter of the law? She had the Shmini Shebishminis. Perhaps that's why it says Vatisa Chen, that Esther found Chen in everyone's eyes. It says on the Megillah. Chen represents the Shmini Shebishminis, because Ches is 8. Nun, if you do 7 times 7, it's 49. So the letter above 49 represents, again, the level of Shminis. So Chain, which is Ches Nun, represents the Shminis Shebishminis. Esther had that Shminis Shebishminis. Which Shminis Shebishminis? Which 164th? That 164th of the Fnim Meshuras Adim Rekum Vaasei Bein Adam L'Chaver. So that's why Purim is a Yontif of Bein Adam L'Chaver. And people don't suffice with the bare minimum of Matanas Lev Yoinim and Mishlech Monas. People go beyond the letter of the law. That's what Purim is about. Dalad Arba Minim. We know that the four Minim represent four types of Jews. as the Medrash says, the Esrog represents the person who has Torah and has good deeds, and the Hadas represents the person who has good deeds but no Torah, and the Lulav represents somebody who has Torah but no good deeds, and the Arava is a Rasha. No good deeds and no Torah. Are we obligated to be Makarav, the person who is no good deeds and no Torah? Why shouldn't we be concerned that he's going to influence us? And if we would start making cheshbonis, we would probably leave out the Arava. Al pidin, we shouldn't be putting ourselves at risk to be influenced by the Arava. But no, ben adam lechaveroi, lefnim mishuras adin, bekum v'asei, we're going to take the Arava in. That's what the Dal Minim represent. Dal Minim represent the Shmini Shebishminis. And then we have the Shofar. It says in the Torah, Yom Teruah Yelachem. All it says in the Torah is to blow Shofar. We, Klal Yisrael, we blow Mea Koilis, 100 Koilis, because maybe this, maybe that, maybe it means this, maybe it means that. There is no other mitzvah than Tkiyah Shofar that we go so crazy to make sure that we do things right. We go beyond the letter of the law. Why is that? Because Yom Teruah, Yelachem, Yom Teruah means a day of Reus. It means a day of friendship. It's Yom Teruah represents a day of Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. And when it comes to Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, we need to go Bekum V'Asei Lefnei Meshur HaZadin. Shmini Shebeshminis. We need to have that Shmini Shebeshminis of Gaiva. And that's represented by the Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim is the public domain. We're supposed to, we should not be embarrassed to show our gaiva in public. Kum v'asei ben adam l'chaveroi, the fnim mishur hasadin in public. Shabbos, on the other hand, is all through the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Shabbos is a Kedusha that comes to the world without any, we don't do anything to bring down that Kedusha. It's all the Rabbi Nishlan. We're not even allowed to do a malacha. We can't do anything. It represents the opinion of the Gemara that says, loy mi neva, loy miktsasei, that a person should not have not a trace of gaiva. It represents concealing oneself in the private domain. Al yetze yishmim koimoy. A person shouldn't go out into the public domain. A person shouldn't chas v'shalom show any of their not even a Shmini Shebishminis. So therefore, say Chazal, that a person when either Purim or Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah fall on Shabbos, we shouldn't do any of those mitzvahs. All those mitzvahs that represent Shmini Shebishminis, we can't do. Why Sheva Yavirenu Arba Amois B'Shus HaRabim? Because we're afraid that we might take the four Amos Shel Halacha, which bring out the Shmini Shebishminis, we might take it out to the Rishus HaRabim to show off that Shmini Shebishminis of Bein Odom L'Chaveroi Bekum V'Asei Lefnei Meshur HaZadin. Perhaps this is what the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach. The Pasuk says, V'Yovo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem V'Yichan Es Pnei Ha'ir. It says, Yaakov came sholem, he came whole to the city of Shechem, and he camped on the face of the city. Perhaps this pasuk is telling us that Yaakov had the Shmini Shebishminis. Vayichan, he had the chen, he had the chesnun, as we said before, the chesnun, the Shmini Shebishminis. Es pnei ha'ir, b'rishus harabim. He had the Shmini Shebishminis. Where did he learn that from? From Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. Vayavo Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov came to Sholem. Sholem's Rosh HaTevis, Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. And when he saw what Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah represent, that they represent Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, Lefnim Mishur HaSadin, Bekum va'asei, va'yichan as pnei ha'ir, he had the shmini shebishminis out in the public in front of the entire city. Perhaps we can add one more knech. Chasam Sofer says on the pasuk Tamoiseis Rosh Hara V'Soinei Tzadik Yashamu, literal pshat in the pasuk is that the Hashem should, the bad Rosh Hara should die. Says Chasam Sofer, what do you mean the bad Rosh Hara? Is there a good Rosh Hara and a bad Rosh Hara? A Rosh Hara is bad. Wait, Tamoiseis Rosh Hara. So Chasam Sofer says no. Tamoiseis Rosh Hara means a Rosh Hara should kill his bad. A Rosh Hara by doing tshuva, a Rosh Hara should kill his bad. Tamoiseis Rosh Hara. So I was thinking that the first thing for a Rosh Hara to do when a Rosh Hara wants to do tshuva is the Rosh Hara has to get rid of their arrogance. Arrogance, gaiva, is the worst midah. The pasuk says, "Toyavas Hashem kol gval lev." Hashem despises an arrogant person. So perhaps that's what the pasuk says, "Zevach reshoim toyeva." Usually, Zevach Hashem Teva means the sacrifice of a Rosh Hara is despised. No, perhaps it means Zevach Rishoyim Teva. The Rosh Hara has to slaughter his Teva. The Rosh Hara has to slaughter his Gaiva. The Toyavas Hashem Kol Gvalev, the Rosh Hara has to slaughter that. This is represented by the Choshen. The Choshen is Zeres Orka v'Zeres Rachboi. To show us that all you're allowed to have is a shmini shebishminis. But all the rest is a toyeva. Zeres is Rosh HaTevis, Zevach Rishoyim toyeva. The Rosh HaTevis needs to slaughter his toyeva, his toyavas Hashem kol gvalev, because all we're allowed to have is the Zeres Orka, and the Zeres Rachbay, which is the shmini shebishminis of the Dal Adama Shel Halacha. So they wish to help him, that we should be zeiche. And the Yantav of Purim is coming, we should be zeiche to the Shmini Shebishminis, to be able to attach ourselves to the to act positively. Bekum v'asei ben adam l'chaveroi lefnim eshur esadin. That's chus. We should be zeiche to all the hashpois of Purim, to Kabbalas atoyde be'ahave, to binyan beis hamikdash hashlishi, bevias Mashiach tzedkenu b'mehera b'yamei.